Lead a goal, Port Adelaide. Loby with the tap, winds just inside the boundary line. Can he hook it back on the right? Oh, he
has got it!
Some absolute magic! Although we're going to have a score review. It's all clear. It's a goal to Port.
He's a young star. They wanted to make sure they kept him at Alberton. They've done that, which is great news for Port Adelaide. The coach, Ken Hinckley, tells us about Ollie Wines signing on and how the pre-season's been. Morning, Ken. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you.
Congratulations on Ollie's signature on the paper. It's always great to hang on to your best young players and have that out of the way as a conversation point before the start of the year.
Yeah, we know with the system, the way it works now, it can become a major distraction for us, which we know Ollie, and obviously his intent was never to make that to be the case for us going through the season. And as he said, he just takes a bit of time and thinks through things, and he comes up with a decision that we're very pleased with.
Ken, what's the evolution for Ollie Wines? We've seen what he can do. Where can he get to?
You've got to be a little bit careful when you put too much onto young people. The way he goes about it, and the way he trains, you'd expect that he will get to the very top of the game in his position as an inside mid, and that will be pretty exciting for us.
How hard does he train compared to some other players that have been given the same amount of ability and luck through the gene pool?
Look, I've been around a lot for a lot of good players. I've been lucky to see a lot of really good players, and the real good ones are the ones who they maximise that talent, as you talk about, obviously. They make the most of it. Ollie trains at an elite level, as good as anyone that you'll see. And that's why he's been able to, since the day he walked in, fit in and play AFL football.
How's his shoulder, Ken? Because it did restrict him a bit last year.
Yeah, it was. He obviously had surgery on his shoulder at the back end of last year, but it's in, it's in great nick now. Obviously, the biggest problem for Ollie was that he had to put up with it being no contact for a little while before Christmas, and that's just not the way he plays. So, he's now quite comfortable and happy that he's able to get back in on the inside and do what he does.
Yeah, I mean, given the way he plays as that sort of inside midfielder that just puts everything on the line, with those sorts of injuries can become problematic. Are you confident that it isn't going to be one of those things becomes habitual?
Yeah, no, he'll be fine. I mean, look, you can never say never, but the way it happened, it was one of those unfortunate instances where you get pinned in a bad position, but that can happen again, at any stage. But Ollie, and the way he goes about it inside, the rehab on that shoulder, obviously the surgeon on that shoulder is very comfortable that it is what it should be. And, the amount of people who have shoulder surgery and come back and don't have any more problems is pretty high, but there is the opportunity for one or two that I suppose could re-injure.
Talking about surgery and injuries, Charlie Dixon, we've seen him come down from the Gold Coast. He had minor surgery a week ago. How's his recovery?
Yeah, on track, which is really important for us, obviously. And we're a little nervous about, not nervous is probably the wrong word, we're a little apprehensive about having the surgery, because it was one of those things, does he really need it? He trained the whole session. He didn't probably really want to have it. We just took some risk away that may have appeared through the season. He's a week Tuesday. He's already got no swelling. He's moving fine. He's walking around. He'll actually run probably, we think, Monday now, and we're on track to play some part of the NAB Cup.
So round one is an absolute definite if it all keeps going beautifully the way it is.
Oh, yeah. No, there was never any fear that round one was on the map at all. It was just more about, would he play NAB Cup? And we've actually got that week in between NAB Cup and the start of the season. So there's plenty of time for him to play round one. That's not the issue. For Charlie, it was more just to get some gelling with his teammates against opposition. He's played plenty of pre-season football with the boys, so that's okay. But we would like him to have a game if we could.
Talk to us about how you're going to work your forward setup and your tall setup this year, Ken, with no Paddy Ryder. It's obviously out of your control that he's not available, but has it been a headache coming up with a formula that you feel will push the club forward this year without him?
No, not really. I mean, Paddy and Lobes together was probably what people were challenging us on the most. Were you going to be able to use the two rucks? We're really confident we're going to be able to do that because both are very mobile players. Obviously, with Paddy out of the equation now, it probably leaves us with Charlie coming in as the status quo with what we were able to do in the last two or three years. We're really comfortable that Schultz and Westhoff and Dixon together were going to cause some problems for opposition. And then you're going to have a Wingard or a Gray and a need type players at their ground level. So I think we'll work that okay. At times we will have two forwards that are tall. We might have three, but at times we could even go as far as one and five. So we'll work through that, as depending on the opposition, but comfortable enough that it'll work for us.
Ken, have you spoken to Paddy Ryder about the appeal that the 34 players are putting forward to as early as today, I think about 9 o'clock?
Yeah, no, I have. Look, I've remained in contact with both the boys, and basically just from a social point of view, just to make sure that welfare-wise that they're okay and they're coping. And as you could imagine, that, you know, for any of the boys who are involved, the 34 of them, there's a significant amount of, anxiety that goes along with what they've actually been through and stress, and we're just mindful that they're okay. I think the appeal will, you know, it's another one of those things that we don't know, and I'm sure they don't. I haven't spoken about the appeal itself, but that they won't know and understand how long it's going to take, what the outcome could be or might not be. And look, they've accepted the umpire's decision to a point, and they're just trying to move on and get through this tough time for them.
Ken, last year I reckon you found it difficult to put your finger on why the intensity or why the drop-off occurred. Have you been able to identify anything over the break?
I think we got back into to the form that we liked about the way we played in the back half of the year. Now, people would suggest that the pressure had been relieved, and I think we probably internally we stepped the pressure up a little bit in the back half to the point where we said we want to see who can actually stand up and play when the, you know, typically results and ladders and all those things get in your way. You should have a method about the way you go about things that doesn't change. Now, we were able to probably correct a bit of that. We identified that Port Adelaide play a certain way, and for us that's, you know, obviously pretty hard, pretty fierce at the ball, and, you know, with a fair bit of speed on the game. Now, we're able to do that in the back half of the year. The challenge for us is to do that for a full 22 games and then hopefully more.
Ken Hinckley's with us. He's the coach of Port Adelaide here on Breakfast with Frank and Ox on 11:16 SEN at 8:15. Ken, how frustrated were you that you weren't able to top up to cover both the loss of Angus Momfries and Paddy Ryder? Because the club had made it quite clear that it felt like it deserved to.
I think that clearly, from my point of view, it was a no-brainer that we perhaps were entitled to do that, but AFL have made a ruling on that. We disagree that that's the rule, but what they've made, but we live by the umpire's decision again, and we'll get on with it, and it won't be a disruption to our season. But, you know, when you start the season with less numbers than Essendon, it's probably hard for us to understand, but that's the ruling that the AFL have put in place, and we'll play football under those rules.
Ken, have you had to modify your training in relation to tackling in the off-season, knowing that the tackle is just about obsolete? If you tackle and hurt, you're going to be judged on that. Have you changed the way that you go about your tackling training?
Not really, but we've certainly made the players, I mean, well and truly aware of the situation. And, you know, there's some players who really do tackle aggressively who have probably got to have to be a little bit mindful about what they do. It's, as you know, Ox, it's really instinctive. I think it's one of those things that the players are going to find difficult initially to get their heads around. But I'm sure, as they do with every other adjustment to the game, they'll get it right. I think it's good for the game. There's no doubt about that as far as protecting the player's head and stuff like that. But, you know, I think it'll be a little bit of a challenge for the boys early.
From Imberick off the SMS wants to know, Sam Gray, is he going to play a similar role, and how's his pre-season been?
Yeah, Sam's been very good for us in the pre-season. You know, obviously Sam's back end of last year. Him and Brendan Archie were the two midfielders who came in and stepped up and filled the void of Ollie when he was out, and Jared Pylak, and they've done really well. They've had great pre-seasons. I would suspect that both boys will play similar roles they did at the back end of last year. They'll be inside mids that will add some to our depth in that part of the ground.
And Jimmy Tumpus comes across from Melbourne. He was a high draft pick a couple of years ago and expected to be a significant contributor. Is he going to be that for you?
We hope so. I mean, again, you can only judge them by what I've seen of him and the way he's gone about his training. He's really impressed the whole football team and everyone involved with our club with the way he works, the way he goes about it. Look, I think Jimmy and, he had some interruptions in his first year at Melbourne that he probably didn't recover from a conditioning point of view. He's now got himself in really good shape to actually attack the next part of his AFL career. Now, hopefully that's for his point of view, there'll be more games than he played in the first 3 years at Melbourne at a better level. Now, we're really confident that he'll be able to add to our football team this year and be a part of the group. And, you know, the way we play will probably help and suit him a bit.
Good to talk to you, Ken. Good luck with the pre-season and beyond.
Good on you, boys. Thanks.